Right now. Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Overnight news.
AGL broke some big news yesterday that they're going to shut down the Torrens Island gas-fired power station 10 years early because it's now not profitable because of the amount of renewable energy in our system. Plus, when our new interconnector joins up with New South Wales, they're saying that it's not going to be used enough. Therefore, it's not going to be profitable. Therefore, they are going to shut it early.
Roo, one thing I read this morning, AGL are crying poor. They've said we're losing money. Try telling that to every single one of us that opens our bill every month and sees what we're paying for power. How the hell could they lose money?
I think they're just referring to that Torrens Island power plant, I think.
Right. So in isolation, they're saying that loses
money.
It's
the same reason, I think, that the Port Augusta power station shut, because when the sun's shining and the wind's blowing, we use cheap renewables. But when it's not shining and the wind's not blowing, we need baseload energy, either coal or gas.
So if they close, are we going to be left short when the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine?
That's exactly why the power bills are going up.
Okay. Hey, Loz, pilot. Tell us about this.
Airlines are pushing for solo pilot flights. So you know how every plane has two pilots on it?
Yeah.
They're saying it's too expensive. It's too much training. We just want to have one person.
They can't do that. There's no way.
They've gone to the UN. They're saying we want to do this. A lot of countries have their airlines have gone and said, we can do it with one, I wouldn't want to get on a plane with bloody one person.
No.
I'm not listening to a CEO of an airline just to cut costs and get his bonuses up higher.
Yeah,
that's right.
You can't walk down the road walk onto a work site without having steel caps or hi-vis on with the chances of getting hurt or any business or anything anywhere these days. Safety is number one everywhere on every work site.
Well, up in the air, has to be a backup, surely.
Yep.
If something goes wrong.
What if they have a
heart attack? Yeah, what a brain failure. There's a great article today by a Qantas pilot in the Advertiser, and he explains all these things. He said, this is why you need two pilots. It's worth reading.
It's such an insane thing that we ask pilots to do anyway. You know, they go through a long, rigorous training course. I think the least that we can do is have two of them up there to sort of support each other in that we're flying through the sky. Like, there should be two of them.
If you're going to the dentist today, just a word of warning, there's another report out today that dentists know if you've just recently had oral sex.
Pardon?
Yeah. As they're looking down into your mouth, apparently they know. All right. I'm not an expert on this, but this is the article that I've just read.
I know.
Yeah.
What if it's a...
What, by the pube hanging in your mouth?
No idea. No idea.
What's the... Wait.
Apparently there's not a lot of those around
these days. Do they just mean if someone's been with a man or
with
a woman too?
I didn't read on, to be honest. I just...
The smell, the taste, the... how do they work it out?
That's I don't know.
If you're a dentist...
Read the whole bloody article.
I want a dentist to read it.
I need to know. Just next time we go to the dentist.
133353, if you're a dentist, how do you know?
Dentists and pilots, get on the phone right now.
And the dentist said, these are the nicest teeth I've ever come across.
Oh. Anyway. Oh. Come off.
Let's hear from Tracy Grimshaw signed off last night on a current affair.
Bloody hell.
Whoa! Hey, jeez, getting loose in here.
What the hell are you doing?
Okay. Microphones just hit the deck. Tracy Grimshaw last night signed off for the last time on a current affair.
Now, we haven't always got it right over the years. A few years ago, we fell in love with bra stories. Yeah, let that settle on you for a second. I hated them. And now we don't do bra stories anymore. It was a struggle to stop the power going to my head on that one.
Now, I just want to explain, it's funny that she spoke about that on her last night. There's a thing in TV world, so it's very, very competitive between Channel 7 and Channel 9. And so you have Today Tonight and you have A Current Affair going against
Channel
each other.
Channel 10?
But not in this time slot with these two shows. They didn't come into it. So Today Tonight, Current Affair. And when the ratings would get close, the boss of each one would go, get out the bra story. And what they'd do, they'd promote it for about two or three, all over the weekend, you know, 3 days of... You know, we test Adelaide's best bras. And, of course, there's just boobs everywhere. And so every pervert in the land comes out and the ratings go through the roof.
Or it'd be
lead into summer, the new bikinis coming up for summer.
Well, it's cheap, isn't it?
And
not real
views. And the ratings would go through. And that's what she's talking about.
So
and
she got
clearly
sacked.
she clearly said, no, I've had enough of this. We're not doing these anymore. Mm. So she put her foot down. But that's certainly what happens in TV world. So here at Triple M, when our ratings are diving, you know what we've got to do?
Oh, no.
Boob phoner.
That's it.
Boob
phoner. 1-3-3-5-3.
Yeah, that's what's making
you got boob.
Yeah, so boomers and millennials, there's this sort of, I think it's an invented hostility between the two groups. I think looking at this list, we have more in common.
Well, you get offended at everything, don't you? Is it that age group, don't you, Loz, or not?
No.
No?
Wouldn't have thought.
No?
No. I think maybe boomers get a little bit offended by things too, I think. I've seen people in this room go from 0 to 30 in pretty little things. Yeah. Anyway, that's fine. I found a list of things that are very uncool, but boomers still love them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I want to see if you guys like these things or still get around them.
We're on the lie detectors?
Well, we would just hope that.
We hope for a bit of honesty.
Boomers honest?
Yeah. Very honest.
There you go. Yeah. All right. So do you grow veggies in your garden?
I don't.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm a tick.
See, I think that may be a boomer thing, but I think everyone should do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good. This next one, not so sure. Jorts.
What are jorts?
What are jorts?
Jean shorts.
Actually, I haven't got any now. I used to. I've seen Roo wearing some.
Oh, I've got a pair of them.
Yeah.
You've got a pair of jorts?
Are they out these days?
Oh, sorry, Roo. They've kind of walked out of fashion.
Really?
But, yeah, okay. But listen, if you've got good calves, I think jorts will always work.
Mm-hmm.
Which is chopper, don't you wear them?
Yeah, you should probably throw them out, mate.
I used to. Yeah, they're skin
you
tight.
Used to.
Yeah, they're skin you tight. Wear... Back in my 20s, yeah.
Yeah, pair of jorts.
Yeah. Mm.
Just a pair of jorts and one earring.
Oh, two earrings, actually, if I'm being honest.
Oh, yeah, chopper.
Like, sorry, Dits, I know.
Two in one ear?
I did at one stage. That's a worry. Just being honest, yeah.
Diamonds. Diamonds are on the list. So diamonds have gone very out of vogue.
What do you mean? Girls wearing diamonds?
Yeah, people aren't into diamonds anymore.
I love girls wearing diamonds.
Nah, I like diamonds. Yeah. Nice pair of diamond earrings or something.
They were the sort of diamond standard back in the day, but now people are not interested.
Nah, diamonds.
Not interested. What? You don't like diamonds?
I care less about diamonds.
Oh, yes, you do. If
a
fella came to you with a beautiful diamond ring or a pair of diamond earrings,
I'd go straight to Cashies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not a fan.
Swear on your mother and father's lives.
Yeah, they're
you
not
do
my
not
stone.
Like the look of diamonds.
I don't. I just wouldn't wear. I have no interest in seeking out a diamond or having one given to me. But I'd be grateful, of course, if someone spent money on a present.
Oh, of course. Mm. Yeah, now the truth is
yeah. Still love golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, boomer.
Yeah, love golf.
Mm, not bad.
Yeah. Do you watch the news?
Yes.
I do.
Yeah, that's a real boomer thing to do. Yeah.
6 o'clock, have to sit down on the couch.
Mm. Mm. We get all our news on the apps, I reckon.
Yeah, we do
I
now.
Do too.
Yeah, we do.
That's a lot of news going into your noggin every day.
Mm.
We do news.
Got to know
here.
What's going on.
I have to carry this show.
That's how we come up with content for the show.
Such a boomer thing to say. Okay, do you wear Crocs?
No.
Nah.
Okay.
Haven't been a Croc man.
Reader's Digest.
No. That went out in the bloody 20s, didn't it?
Have you ever had to wipe your bum with a page from Reader's Digest?
Probably.
I think we've all been there.
I mean, newspaper.
Do you still iron your clothes?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't, but someone else does.
That is the most boomer. That's so boomer. Yes, your clothes are ironed, but they're not ironed by you.
He's got staff.
Do you watch NCIS?
No.
Nah.
Okay. Do you get around word wall art?
Yeah, I like
what?
That.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, live, laugh,
inspirational
love.
Quotes.
Inspirational
and...
quotes.
Oh, yeah. I've got, yeah.
You
I've
got some
couple.
Of those?
Yeah.
What have you got?
Oh, I can't say. One of them's rude.
Oh!
What, in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Put out.
No, just...
Can you paraphrase
Smile.
It?
Well, there's one on the wall that's very, very big, and it's just this beautiful long poem about life and, you know, just don't stress, don't worry, and don't fret the small
don't
thing.
Don't worry.
And it goes on and on and on. So I made a smaller one that goes next to it that said, if everything, relax. That's kind of paraphrasing what's said in the big one.
You had it commissioned.
Yeah.
You had word wall art commissioned. Yeah. That's incredibly boomer. Mm. And let's finish it off. Do you still wear slacks?
Slacks.
Slacks.
I wear suit pants.
No, I wear pants, yeah.
But not without a jacket.
Right, okay.
Slacks.
Yeah,
I've heard that word for a while.
Even just calling them slacks. Mm.
Slacks is boomers, yeah.
Well, you guys passed the boomer test.
Yeah. Righto.
I diagnose you with boomer.
Boomitis.
The top five things we've learnt on Rude, Dits and Loz this week.
Number five, the team pulled up a bit rough after Friday's 30-kilometre hike for hope.
I won't be going for a walk in a hurry.
No. Never walking again, I've decided. Though.
Very stiff in the lower back and I couldn't wipe my backside, which was a bit of an issue because my wife was away as well.
Oh, you wouldn't have got her to do that.
What was she going to do?
No, I don't know.
That would be
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
You know you're getting old when you can't wipe your bum. Dave reckons Roo should get a bidet.
But anyway, I've got one installed here, but it's just hooked up to the cold water, not the warm water.
No. Can you get lukewarm water?
No, not really. It tickles the agates a bit.
Good on you, Dave. Righto.
Okay. I've had a tickle for a couple of days.
Get one of those, Roo. You'll be using it five times a day.
Get one.
It's
going to
do
awesome.
That.
Dad's doing another poo.
Number four. We learned Guns N' Roses are coming to town.
I wonder how Axel will be next Tuesday night. Will he up and about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Of course he will be.
Guns N' Roses or Guns N' Potpourri?
Guns and what?
Oh, no.
Instead of roses, dried
flowers. Dried flowers. Yeah, I'm with you. Get it? Oh, potpourri's dried roses.
Yeah, too early for me.
Oh, God.
Let's just listen back to the silence after Loz's potpourri joke.
Guns and roses or guns and potpourri?
Guns and what?
You know you're getting old when you make potpourri jokes. Number three. We learnt Theo Dorofilos needs to be arrested by the pun police.
On the couch last night with the kids watching the news, Theo Dorofilos dropped this bombshell.
England won the toss and bowled. Willie was stiff not to get head.
Can we play that again?
Willie was stiff not to get head.
And my kids at the age of 12, 14 and 16 looked around and looked at me and I said, time for tea, kids.
That's a weird table.
If you thought what Theo said was rude, wait till you hear what Loz calls him.
Theo, you can't.
When England were playing the West Indies and Michael Holding was running the ball for the West Indies and Peter Willie was playing and the batsman's holding, the bowler's Willie. That was what the British commentator said.
Well, the bowler's holding, the batsman's Willie.
Number two. We learnt it's time for another instalment of questions that did get wrong. Hey, whether it's the Swedish...
Van, is your family Swedish?
No, I'm German.
Are you German?
Okay.
Oh, cricket facts.
Here at the Adelaide Oval. Ferg, well, you've played so many times. How many do you know at the Adelaide Oval? Can you remember?
I reckon I played one here.
One?
Yeah.
What about this beauty from Tuesday when the guys were talking about floods in the Riverland?
The Kingston Bridge will be closed at some stage.
Whereabouts is it exactly?
Kingston.
Yeah, but what would it connect to? Thank you.
Number one, we learned Roo won't be going to a dance concert anytime soon.
So I got scared. I went to a dance concert 8 years ago or something like that. 4 hours long.
Yes.
You need binoculars to see your daughter up there. Charge $40. You get a video for $70. It is the worst experience. I'm over going to dance concerts.
But you're happy to go to the game of footy on the weekend?
Of course I am. I'll go to netball as well. But dance concerts are almost a roar.
And the callers were on Roo's side.
It was just a nightmare. Yeah. I was dragged to every bloody concert.
What would you rather do than go to a dance concert?
I'd rather go to jail. My wife forced me to go to one.
Yeah.
I said to her, never again. She said, why? I said, I'd rather pour acid in my eyes.
I've just had a message from my mum. And mum and the whole family used to come and watch me do Irish dancing for years. And she just sent me a message saying, we were so happy when you broke your ankle.
The top five things we've learned on Rude, Dits and Loz this week.
Well done.
That was exceptional.
Yeah, well, we were talking last week about different jobs. Yeah, interesting jobs. And we looked out the window quite a few months ago and there was a big, big crane going over there building the Sofitel and we ended up ringing the bloke in the crane and he had this to say.
Have you ever snuck your girlfriend or your wife up there?
Oh, no.
Oh, plenty of times, I suppose. Hey!
Don't worry about Windy Point. Hey. Get up here.
What a view.
So the tower cranes that you're talking about, Dits, they sit on top of the building and they are the highest point in the sky, in the CBD.
Yeah.
Like, terrifyingly high.
Mm.
Mm.
I would be...
Well, you need to take your mind off of
it
then, wouldn't
you? You'd have to concentrate, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I don't know if you'd be... It'd either be very thrilling Or it would be, you wouldn't be able to be present because you'd just be worried that you were going to fall out of the crane.
Mm-hmm. Have a look at the view.
Yeah, that's right.
Distracted. Mm. Yeah.
So it got us thinking, where's the most interesting place you've had a special cuddle?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Oh, hang on.
Not the music.
Where have you had a...
No, I'm not going first.
You just say the place. Caravan with kids in it.
Oh, I know you've done that.
What?
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Yeah. Rupert.
Oh, that's great.
They were asleep, though. Everyone was asleep.
Swag with people around it.
Oh.
Jeez.
I'm noticing a trend.
Very sneaky.
Likes
the crowd.
The reeds.
The
reeds.
Righto, that's enough from me.
You go.
No, you go next.
I can say yours on behalf of you, Loz.
Just the toilets at a place I worked at.
Oh, Aussie. Oh, that's the work toilets.
Wasn't Triple M, was it?
It wasn't. No. It wasn't Triple M.
Let's make that clear.
Yeah, let's make that absolutely clear. No, it was just, yeah. You know.
Oh, look, I just had a thing for dirt country roads there for a little while. Just need to turn off.
Track.
Driving along the main road. I go, oh, there's a country road. There's a dirt road. Righto.
Don't you like bitumen better?
No.
In the car? Or out on the gravel?
I wasn't fussy. Not that fussy.
Not fussy.
All right.
Oh, I'm nervous about
this.
All
we want's the place. We don't want any other information.
No, that's right.
1-3-3-5 through the best place you've had a special cuddle. And we've got
weirdest, wildest, funniest.
We've got a double. To go and see the Killers, Amy Shark, Something for Kate at the Velo Adelaide 500. So give us a buzz, 1-3-3-5-3.
You can do it in the crowd.
Yeah, that'd be a good place to
sure. Yeah. Yeah.
See if you can beat Lozzie in the work toilets.
Crane driver told us this recently.
Have you ever snuck your girlfriend or your wife up there?
Oh, no.
Oh, plenty of times.
Don't worry about Windy Point. Hey. Get up here.
What a view.
That was the crane on top of the soffit. There was nothing soft, I can tell you.
Oh, hey. How long have you been sitting on that?
Righto, little special cuddle. We just want to know the place where you've had one. Let's head out to Fairview Park. G'day, Josh.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Keep it clean.
Whereabouts?
Pirate ship.
What do you mean, pirate ship?
A pirate ship. Where? A washed up one at St Kilda.
You're
the
joking.
Washed up one? What, you went for a little swim?
Nah. You know the one on the side of the St Kilda playground there?
Oh, no. Oh,
kids play in that, Josh.
You're going to be banned
Josh,
from the area.
Disgusting human.
Josh Captain Sparrow.
God, what do you think? You were Johnny Depp?
Aaron at Craigmore, whereabouts for you?
There you go, mate. Oh, I've done it in Pack North Adelaide Aquatic Centre.
No! You need to go to jail, you sicko.
That's shocking.
In the pool.
I don't trust him. We cannot ask any more questions.
But we go and swim there. The public of Adelaide.
Oh, yeah. 1-3-3-5-3.
That's why they have to put so much chlorine in the water.
That's right.
Kill the germs.
Nuke everything.
Where did you have a special cuddle?
Where did you get amorous?
We're talking about interesting jobs that you had, and now we're on to interesting places you've had a special cuddle. Pete, where's your interesting place?
On the back of a fire truck.
Are you a fireman?
You used to be a volunteer, yes.
Okay.
All right, okay. Got the sack.
Oh, no.
Chica, Manopara, whereabouts for you, Chica?
On an old redhead in trade. Going to Manapara.
On a train?
Right.
Yes.
While it was operating?
Sorry?
While it was actually in service?
Yes, we were heading to Manapara.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Good on you, chica.
All right. Hope you got there.
I've got questions, but I can't ask them.
I know.
Let's go to Glenelg.
Was it with the train driver?
G'day, Brett.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Brett. Whereabouts are you?
A few places of notice. The fourth fairway at Albert Park Golf Course. The picnic, right. The picnic area at Arthur's Seat, Victoria. In the water at the Isle of Pines on a South Pacific cruise.
Bit of a blow your own trumpet.
Got a list.
Elizabeth at Port Wollonga.
Oh, hello, guys. How are you?
How you going?
Whereabouts for you?
Hindmarsh Falls on Christmas Day.
Where's Hindmarsh Falls?
On the road, on the Hindmarsh Tears Road, between, like the road that goes to Victor Harbour eventually.
Oh, yeah. Very windy. So, yeah, you just probably fell on top of his
luck. The Hindmarsh Falls, there's a nice little picnic ground there and you can go for a hike and,
Put
and
a everything. Rug out.
And Aaron, a nice way to spend Christmas Day.
Yeah. Well, maybe next time, go for a hike.
Merry Christmas. What sort of unbelievable Christmas
she
Day
She fell for
that.
That. Like I said, no, it's a really nice place for a hike.
It's a good place to, let's have a picnic. we had Nana and Ella did. So Gazza's on the line.
Let's go to Gazza. Whereabouts for you, Gaz?
We were taking a four-wheel drive trip and went across the Simpson Desert. And it was a nice evening. And so looking at the sunset over the bonnet of the four-wheel drive.
Beautiful sunset.
Simpson Desert. Beautiful, a bit dry out there.
That's great, Gaz. Let's go to Bruce.
G'day, Bruce at Morford Vale. What was your place? Guys.
A couple, the ground balcony off down at the bay overlooking the jetty there.
Beautiful ocean, beautiful ocean.
The best one will be the Umpherston sinkhole at Mount Gambier.
Oh, bang to that sinkhole.
You're an old romantic, Bruce.
Yeah, you're a gorgeous little thing, Bruce.
Someone's got to get a prize.
I think Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
Where is she? There she is.
That sounds like one of the best Christmases you could have.
That was pretty cool.
Sounds cool.
All right. Well,
you can go to see Killers, Amy Shark, something for Kate. You got a double pass. We'll put your name on the door down there or the gate at the Adelaide 500.
Couple of texts on the text line there.
Yeah, we're just talking about interesting places you've had a special cuddle. The Automasters text line went absolutely crazy. Footy Park, Adelaide Oval, the banks of the Torrens, and then I had one different one here which made me laugh from an anonymous texter in the toilet of a crumpet factory.
How ironic.
Hang on.
The crumpet.
And he said true.
Crumpet factories in the state, or do you reckon it was somewhere?
Well, they have to make crumpets somewhere.
What do you think? The crumpets just come
the
from
crumpets
nowhere?
Don't come on trees, Loz.
It's a good word, crumpet.
It is great. Great word.
Please welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Roo Dits and Loz, Amos Gill.
All the way in LA. I think he's watching the World Cup as well. Live over there. Gilly, good morning.
Morning. Let's skip through this, guys. We've got the World Cup starting. I love the World Cup. Roo's obviously not interested. Dix, I know that you're into it.
Yep.
I found myself saying insane things. Like, people are like, you want to go out to a party? And I'm like, can't, mate. Poland and Saudi Arabia. Like, when would you ever think you'd be saying that, you know? I could be invited to an orgy with Megan Fox's house and I'd be like, you got to be kidding, love. There's Qatar versus Senegal in 15 minutes.
That's right. Make it quick.
I've got some great news out of Adelaide. I got a call from SAPOL yesterday.
Not your first.
Right? So I had a bike stolen in 2020
from
Next Gen Car Park. It was quite an expensive bike. I filed the report, thought that's pointless. That'll never happen. You know, they'll never get it back.
Yeah.
They called me yesterday and said, we've done a major bust. Some bloke's got a warehouse of bikes. We found your bike.
No.
How's that?
Bingo.
So I'm just coming on here to say well done to SAPOL.
Yeah.
Unbelievable work. I've got a bone to pick with other South Australian things. I know the cost of living crisis is bad right now.
Mm.
What's going on at David Jones? I read this. David Jones will charge families to sit on Santa's lap.
I know.
Yeah. Oh,
my 106-year-old history. Let's just go into some details. It says children can still wave to Santa for free.
Oh. Yeah.
Imagine being a kid from a low-income family and you go to the Magic Cave and it's like, can I sit on Santa's lap? And he's like, you're too poor, son.
Yeah.
We're about 1 week away from finding out that the reindeers are ending up on Santa's kitchen table because he can't afford to get the groceries anymore.
Roast reindeer.
Why has my meal got a red nose?
Is that a cherry? No, that's Rudolph. But come on, David. That makes it feel like a strip club. I'm going to the Magic Cave and you got to slide $20 down Santa's bloody pants. It's already bad enough when you've got an old man telling kids, have you been naughty this year? And you've got to give him cash. Come on.
It's weird.
That's
isn't
no
it?
Good.
I reckon you could be Santa one day, Gilly.
Why is that? You think I'm going to get fat or you think I'm a creep? Which one was that?
You got a beard, a little bit naughty.
little from column A.
And you don't mind charging for lappies.
Now, well, Ditz is already in Santa-like shape, but you just can't grow the facial hair.
That's right.
Now, we'll finish on this. The French, those bastards who chopped us up in the World Cup.
Yep.
We know they've got this arrogance where you can't call champagne champagne anymore.
Mm. Yep.
You know, because unless it's from the Champagne region. But now Prosecco's jumped on board.
Yep.
Have you read this story?
Yes. No.
Prosecco can only be called Prosecco now if it's made in the Veneto region.
Oh, no.
So all Australian Proseccos are going to have to be renamed. So I'm just throwing it out to the panel here, what we think that Australian Prosecco could be named. I'm going to go with this, Barosecco.
Oh, yeah.
Or do we just go with what it's always been called, the white woman petrol?
Yeah, I actually think it's probably
Is that what you? That's what you still hammer down, Loz, a bit of Prosecco?
Well, there's a variety.
It depends what's free.
It's our Christmas show tonight, Gilly. She'll be on everything.
Yeah.
I tell you what she'll be on, Santa Claus's lap at the Magic Cave throwing naked rain.
Too expensive. Too expensive.
Well, it's Thanksgiving over here, so I'm about to go and pretend to enjoy turkey and pumpkin pie. And how's this for a dish the Yanks cook up on Thanksgiving? You ever heard of candied yams?
Yuck.
No. What?
It's a yam, so like sweet potato bake, and they put marshmallows on top and put it into the oven.
No.
Yes, that's one of their Thanksgiving treats.
That sounds horrible.
No wonder these fat bastards deserve all the diabetes they get.
Good on you, Gilly.
Merry Christmas.
Enjoy the World Cup.
Catch you later.
Go Croatia.
Switch and save on car service and repairs with ServiceNow Pay Later options. Available at all Automasters branches. Call 1300 Automasters.
Excuse me.
Have you heard?
Psst. Hey, have you heard?
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
The Rumour Mill.
Let's get to today's rumour. Graham from Glenelg, what's your rumour this morning?
Hey, boys. Well, you might want to get out the gumboots. I've got a friend at SA Water who told me that they're bracing for the floods on the Murray.
Yeah.
It's going to be higher than the 1956 floods.
What? And it's better than 56.
Well, it actually is in the eastern states, in New South Wales and parts of Victoria. That's what they're experiencing. So you're saying that's going to happen here?
Not only is it going to happen here, it's going to happen before Christmas. It's coming, and it's coming quick.
Well, only yesterday they said it was going to be 175 gig and then 185 at Christmas. You're telling us it's going to be double that. Why aren't they telling us that and getting prepared for it then?
Well, I think you might see a press release coming out soon or something, but it's going to be an all-time high, basically, is the word I'm getting.
Okay. Thanks, Graham.
Keep us abreast of that, please. If that's the case,
that's towns
stop
underwater
sandbagging,
in a big way.
Stop building levee banks and get a go and buy a life jacket.
Sorry, the photos we saw from 56 Rue, things like the Pretoria Hotel at Manham, underwater.
Where so much was underwater.
Huge.
But I'm backing the Premier in rather than
Graham.
Okay.
At this stage. Thanks, Graham, for calling, by the way. But
we'll wait and see.
I don't want to get anyone panicking out there.
No,
I'm sure the Premier doesn't want to mislead us.
No.
He'll be giving us the best
I'm
information
sure
possible.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, just a little sporting one, or maybe a big sporting one, but an anonymous tip I got yesterday. We talked about Russell Ebert.
How did you get it?
Earlier in the week.
If it was anonymous.
It was anonymous. We talked about Russell Ebert earlier in the week with his book that's come out that his grandson has written.
Yep.
And we spoke to Benny. I reckon Russell is about to have something named after him.
Regional or city?
City.
Can I guess, or is that going to put a...
No, he'll have something named after him.
You don't want
Am
us
I allowed
to guess?
To guess?
Well, that's spoiler.
You don't have to say yes or no.
No, don't.
Don't guess.
Don't
spoil
guess.
It, because the people...
I actually don't know.
The people involved, it would ruin
all
it
right,
for them,
okay,
but
yeah,
it'll
yeah,
happen.
That's
okay.
Exciting. Mm.
All right.
Are you pleased with it, Ditz? You think it's
very
good? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it going to be okay?
Yep. We'll talk
about
it.
Rue's going, I just want to know.
Stop asking questions.
All right.
Now, I will say, next week is our last week on air before we wrap up for the year, which means you've got a week left to get your rumours through to us, because the best one is going to draw that 3,000
next week.
3,000, thanks to Automasters,
Beautiful.
So get those rumours to us.
I reckon this story is actually un-Australian, what we're about to talk about.
Yeah, I agree.
You're going to have to pay to sit on Santa's lap at David Jones, the Magic Cave.
How much?
Well, it's you got to book online for a start, which how modern and silly is that? Surely, we just used to roll up and queue.
Yeah.
Now you've got to book online. It's $29, but if you want the photo package, it's $49.99, so it's $50.
$50 for a photo?
Yeah.
I understand the photo costing money, but to just sit on his lap for the experience.
We all just take a photo on our phone now.
Yeah.
Mum, just get your phone out.
Yeah.
Sorry, David Jones, we're having a crack at you. What do you think this is a bit
funny? I just figured it out. That's why they're charging just to sit on his lap, because all the sales have gone down in the photos. They're trying to figure out how they can make money off these people who are just using their iPhones.
Well, when you say about making money, I thought in the old days of John Martin's, the Johnny's Cave was huge and it would be packed, is that it dragged people into their store.
Of course it does. That's the goal.
And then Mum might think, oh, I'll grab a couple of Christmas presents while
I'm here.
But
it's never enough. It's never enough. They want to. There's always more ways to make money. It'll never end. And I think that the bad publicity sort of simmers down after a while, and then it just becomes the new normal that you have to
pay.
Well,
we heard Amos Gill talk about it earlier. What about the poorer families out there?
Oh.
So little kids, and they're told you can wave at Santa for free. You can stand 50 metres away and wave to him. And
When we were growing up, we didn't have much money, and even getting into, like, poorer families have been missing out on stuff for years. I mean, it's not new. We would, the parking, getting everyone in there, it was too expensive in general.
Well,
anyway,
Santa will be at other places.
I'm surprised he's agreed to it.
Santa?
Mm. Yeah, he's commercial now.
Yep. Yeah.
He'll be wearing Nike soon.
Yeah.
But to kids listening in the car, don't despair. He gets around a bit and he'll be at other places.
Yeah.
Go there.
There'll be other places to catch Santa.
The local shopping center.
Lots of shopping centers.
Yeah. As long as you're good, he'll come.
Mm, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So, I don't reckon that's a good story, unfortunately.
Bad decision. Bored.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, we've had a rumour confirmed too, by the way.
Oh, yes. So we were talking earlier. There was a rumour. Do you want to play the audio or should I just say it? I'll just say it. So there's a rumour that Zara Phillips and Mike Tindall. So Zara Phillips is...
I've got it if you want to hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Sorry, Lozzie.
Can confirm, well, on very good sources, that a member of the English royal family and her husband will be here next week.
All right, so that was said yesterday.
He was in the gym, obviously, when he was telling us that. Yeah. She's coming. It's happening.
So it is happening. It is true.
It's happened.
Well, 100%.
To that anonymous caller, well done.
Yep. I can't say who told me, but someone who works in the industry has let me know that... Yep, she's going to be coming to...
That's good for Adelaide.
Very good for Adelaide. And they're a very cool...
I think she's one of the nice royals.
Would she be, would it be an interesting interview? It probably would be, I suppose.
You want to
She's not
it
very
up?
Triple and she's a bit well-spoken for us.
I really don't see that happening.
Just tell us yesterday.
Listen, I mean, dream big.
Things like, Zara, where have you had your special cuddles and things like that?
Yeah, exactly right. All of that.
Buckingham Palace.
Prince Andrew's
room. Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't think she's on brand, but we'll try and get it.
We'll do our very best.
Mike,
he's on brand. He's a rugby star.
Rugby head.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, that's happening. So good rumour.
It is Triple M Brekkie with Ruditz and Loz, and you can call the show anytime you like on 133353.
Looks like we've got a caller on the line. Tony, what are you up to, Tone?
G'day, guys. How you doing? Yeah, I've just been listening to all your stuff online and listening to your podcast. I'm based in Sydney these days.
Okay.
And just drove from Sydney back to Adelaide in the floods. Had a few problems getting out of Griffith because the Sturt Highway was shut.
Right.
And then spent a week in Adelaide. And then when we went to drive, wife and I tried to drive back to Sydney. We almost had to go to Melbourne.
You got diverted?
Every time we tried to go across the Murray or towards the Murray or around the Murrumbidgee, it's just completely wiped out. There's just water everywhere. We called into a little town, Deniliquin, and got some fuel. And I was chatting to the locals there, and they actually were looking to evacuate. So we left last Sunday. They had an evacuation notice. They had to leave the whole town on Wednesday, 9 o'clock this week. So yesterday, they would have evacuated Deniliquin because basically service stations, pretty much most of that town because of the Murray, was going underwater.
Have they seen water like it before, these people that you're speaking to?
Look, talking to a few of the people there when I was getting fuel, and I had a chat to a couple of the CES guys who were older guys, they are strongly suggesting this is going to be somewhere between 74 and 56. And they still think there's more to come. So that they're going to have a peak now, and that peak at somewhere there is probably going to take, I'm originally from the Riverland where you're from, Ruin.
Yep.
And I've got lots of friends back there, and I'd suggest that water's going to be a good two or three weeks away before, you know, that all gets through to the Riverland. But it's probably the scariest thing I've seen for a long time. Like, you know, some areas, like even when I drove across the Hay Plain, we had to drive through 6 inches of water.
Oh my God.
For about half a K. And when you looked either side of the road, it was basically water for about 5 or 6 kilometres. Just like,
oh my God.
It was like you're driving in a lake. It was just unbelievable. So,
do you think, Tony, that we're mentally at all prepared? Do we know what's coming, or are we living in a la-la land?
The thing that probably worries me the most is there's going to be problems in the Riverland. There's going to be problems, you know, in lots of places that maybe they haven't experienced before. But one of the big issues with this, and I was unfortunately based in Queensland when they had their first really big flood 10 years ago, and I was talking to some of the engineer guys there, and what happens is, like, since 56, if you stop and think how much has changed, how many creeks have been filled in and lands, you know, buildings have been built on them. And so what happens is when this volume of water comes down, it can't go where it used to go.
Good point.
It builds up, you get more pressure, and it spreads in different areas. And, you know, when they had the floods, in Queensland, there were some areas where it was below the biggest flood they'd ever had, and there were some areas where it was a metre above. That's purely based on the changes over those 50, 60 years.
The structural changes.
Yep. We've had a caller ring in, so the Kingston Bridge, you know, be interesting to see what happens there. We've had other people ring in and say that they think it's going to be higher than the 56 today, 56 flood. So thanks for ringing us, Tony. Interesting information through regional Victoria and New South Wales, and lots of talk through there that it's been the biggest flood event ever in the history, certainly in New South Wales. So thanks for your call.
Good on you, Tony.
Cheers.
Thanks, Tony.
Cheers, guys. Have a good day. See
you too, mate.
It's taking over the whole country, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an interesting thought. Hopefully we're getting briefed accurately by the Premier and all his advisors, and, you know, it's not going to be as bad as that, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
We do. For lunch or after-work knockoffs, lock in the Lockleys Hotel on Henley Beach Road. On Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
I need the tip.
Get it straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm Mr. Rare.
It's time for Roo's Tip of the Week.
Loz needs the tip and I need a winner. I've been a bit off the boil lately, so I've got to be honest, got to face up to the facts.
Didn't want
to
say it.
Yeah, well, last week it come third, Dits. Get your money back. But okay. I want to win. I don't like coming second or third. No. Morfettville Race 5. This thing bolted in last start. I wouldn't be surprised if it can win again. Race 5, number 4, Bayesian Bell, trained by Ryan Balfour. Good on you, Balf. Get this one up for us. You know, it doesn't have to lead, but it could. And I think you can back it each way at about $5 or $6. Race 5, number 4. Hopefully you can have a win there tomorrow.
Good one, Roo. All right. Thanks for that. Have a great weekend. The weather today, tomorrow, it's going to be
today.
Yeah,
get
beautiful.
Your guns out.
Go to the beach.
You know, we're doing our early clock on now. We start the workday before any other station in Adelaide. It's the Triple M early clock on. We're going to get into the music right now. Have a great weekend, everybody.
See you guys.
Bye.